Hi, this is Kate Hartley from flourishtherapy.co.uk. In this tapping meditation, we're going to tap on the resistance to change. Most of us don't like the idea of change. It involves effort. It can make us feel vulnerable because we don't yet know the situation we're moving towards. It can make us feel scared that we're leaving something comfortable behind, that we might lose and not get back. Change brings the fear of the unknown right up to our front door. If you're just learning about tapping and how it can benefit your life, take a look at my tapping introduction article first before starting on this meditation. You can find it on the self-development articles tab on my website, flourishtherapy.co.uk. Changing our circumstances might mean that our identity changes. I work with a lot of women who are going through a divorce, and there aren't many who relish the idea of being labelled as divorce. When I fill in forms, I tend to tick the single box rather than the divorced box because I kind of like how it represents me. I also like the label of being a single mum because for me it represents courage, determination and achievement. But I know a lot of women who are filled with fear at being allocated that tag, and that is completely understandable. Titles and definitions represent different things to each of us, which is why tapping is such a useful tool. You can replace my words and phrases with your own. Use words and phrases that resonate with you better. Essentially, you simply use my suggestions as a template for creating your own even better ones. We can even be resistant to change in our financial situation. Certainly when your finances take a nosedive, that brings with it a whole host of anxiety-related issues, and resistance to change is easily understandable. However, some people are resistant to change, which involves an improvement in their finances. Why might this be? Well, it's because it changes their identity of themselves. It might be that they enjoy being seen as a martyr while managing on very little. Perhaps they are encouraging pity from those who might feel sorry for their financial woes. They might be prolonging a grudge, perhaps from an ex-husband or a parent, and they want to be seen as struggling to cope financially. Some people I speak with are ashamed for not changing sooner and may fear that people would judge them poorly. However, when we begin to see change as less painful than staying unchanged, that's when the magic starts to work. It is vital that we uncover why we're resistant to change before we can move towards making that change happen. In this tapping meditation, first, we'll explore your reasons for not wanting to change. Next, we'll tap on the benefits of changing to release your internal resistance to change. The purpose of uncovering your resistance to change is not to condemn you or to make you feel ashamed. You will just neutrally observe your resistance and accept it for what it is. It happens to all of us and we've all got it. It's also important to remember that you're reading this because you want to challenge your resistance to change. You are already taking positive action. When we recognise our resistance to change, we learn that the most important person in improving our situation is us. So let's get started. Be as specific as you can for each round of tapping that you do. That means use the language which suits you best and really focus on the emotions surrounding the thoughts you're tapping on. The more targeted you can be, the better. If, like many people, you have a mix of negative memories and emotions, take each one in turn and tap on them individually. To begin, focus on a specific area of your life where you're resistant to change. Is there a habit you want to give up? Do you want to take up regular exercise but just can't get out of bed early enough to commit to it? Do you want to reduce the amount of alcohol you drink? Do you want to leave a failing relationship? Do you want to change your career? Are you ready to move to a new house but daren't take the plunge? There are so many reasons why you may be resistant to change. The examples above are just to get your creative juices flowing. So now, just take three long, slow, deep breaths, breathing in through your nose, and then hold it for a few seconds, and then out through your mouth. Do that three times while you're focusing on an area of your life where you know you need to change. Just take your time with your breaths. And how does that feel? What emotions come up for you when you visualise committing to making that change? How challenged or unsafe does it make you feel? Where do you feel the tension in your body? When you consider making the change you are resistant towards, what are the fears or challenges surrounding that change? On a scale of 0 to 10, when 0 means no negative response and 10 means the worst amount of tension or fear that you could imagine, note down or remember what number comes up for you. If several fears come to mind, or several items that need to be changed come to mind, just make a list of them, and you might need to go through each one of them individually. Once you're feeling well connected to the emotion or the issue that you want to change, take a deep breath in through your nose, hold it for a few seconds, and then release it slowly through your mouth, and repeat this another 2 times. As you're doing the deep breathing, focus on feeling grounded within your body. I'll leave some time at the end of each of my comments in case you want to either repeat the same or add your own words which might resonate with you better. So after you've done your deep breathing, we'll start by tapping the karate chop point on the side of either hand, it doesn't matter. So continuously tapping on the karate point, even though I am feeling heavy and stuck, I love and accept myself. Even though I am resisting making changes in my life, I deeply love and honour myself. Even though I have been struggling with this for a long time, part of me is being disempowered because I am resisting change I know I need to make. I accept myself fully. And so now we'll do the first round of tapping on the eyebrow. I know I'm stuck. Side of eye, but I feel unsure of how to make the changes I need to make. Under the eye, change makes me feel scared. Under the nose, I'm resisting change because I can't see the way forward. Under the mouth, change is difficult and feels heavy in my stomach. Collarbone, I'm stuck and contracting in my life. Under the arm, I kind of like the familiarity of staying how I am. Top of the head, but I'm sick of feeling like this. Now we'll do a second round of tapping. So on the eyebrow, my lack of ability to change frustrates me. Side of eye, I'm afraid of being rejected if I make the necessary changes. Under the eye, it feels easier to stay stuck as I am and avoid changing. Under the nose, what if people laugh at me? Under the mouth, if I don't change, then I stay safer. Collarbone, if I don't change, then I keep everyone happy. Under the arm, but I disappoint myself. Top of the head, my lack of clarity is limiting my happiness and growth. Now we'll do a third round of tapping. Who would I be if I made these changes? Side of eye, I worry that I'll make myself look stupid. Under the eye, I'm afraid I'll make the wrong decision. Under the nose. I'm scared that I'll be laughed at. Under the mouth. I'm afraid to commit to a new path. Collarbone. Because it might not work out. Under the arm. What if I fail? Top of the head. I'm afraid of setting myself up for a fall. So take a deep breath in through your nose and out of your mouth and let it go. Check in with the original negative emotion or issue that you want to change and see how it's feeling now. If the value went up, brought up new memories or stayed the same, continue tapping on it for a little while longer to use as many of your senses as possible that relate to your resistance to change. It might be that it's just a bit stubborn and you need to do another round of tapping on it. It could be that you just need to use your own words and forget the ones that I said. If the value's gone down, have you managed to get it below a value of 5? If you have, you're ready to do 3 positive rounds of tapping. Often when we're dealing with resistance to change, you can feel relieved by simply acknowledging your fears. And this is what we want you to achieve with the negative rounds of tapping. When you understand the fears which are holding you back, you get clear on what you need to tackle to make the changes that you desire. So if you do need to go back over it again, just rewind this and replace my phrases with your own. And if the value went down, then we're ready to start tapping on the positive statements. So we'll start with the setup phrase, tapping the karate chop point of the hand. So even though I realise I've been holding myself back, I love and accept myself now. Two more times, still tapping the side of the hand. Even though I tried to keep others happy at my own expense, I know I am worth more than that, and change is what I need to make. Even though I am resisting change, I know that I can up-level my life when I make the changes I need to make, and I love myself. And now we'll start the positive rounds of tapping. So on the eyebrow, I know that by acknowledging my fears around change, side of eye, I am in a better place to deal with them and transform my life for the better. Under the eye, I choose to make the necessary changes. Under the nose, I have been holding myself back for too long now. Under the mouth, I open my life to new opportunities. Collarbone, I choose to break free of my internal blocks now. Under the arm, I know I can accomplish what I want to. Top of the head, because I just need to start to make those changes. And now we'll do the second round of tapping. I value who I am. Side of eye. And I want to improve my life. Under the eye. And that means that I need to make changes. Under the nose, I'm feeling relieved because I give myself permission. Under the mouth, to make the necessary changes. Collarbone, I am feeling more secure now. Under the arm, I am feeling more confident now. Top of the head, I am open to new opportunities and challenges. And we'll do a third round of tapping on the eyebrow. I acknowledge that sometimes I may need to take risks. Side of eye. And it might not always feel safe to try new things. Under the eye. And that's okay. Under the nose. Because my life is my own responsibility. Under the mouth. And if someone doesn't like what I do, that is their problem to work with. Collarbone. It's about time I allowed myself to shine for me. Under the arm. If I stay stuck, I disempower myself. Top of the head. I am confident to make the choices to change which are right for me in my life right now. And I feel an internal lightness. So take a deep breath in through your nose and hold it for a few seconds and out through your mouth. And how are you feeling now? It may take a little while to notice the differences, but you will feel the changes occurring as you start now to have a growing awareness about the availability of your resourcefulness. See yourself mapping out the actions you need to make to achieve the changes in life that you desire. See yourself doing what you need to do and focus on how good it feels in your body as you enjoy the relief of taking action instead of staying stuck. You're making room for new possibilities which will help you create the life that you desire. So I'm going to let the music play on for another 5 minutes or so, and if you want to do some more tapping, just stay relaxed and go with what feels right for you. Don't worry about using the right words, and if you miss a tapping point, just keep going. You can download the transcription of this tapping meditation from my website. Just go and have a look on the self-development articles tab at the top of the menu bar. And this tapping meditation will be there, and it's called Tapping to Overcome Resistance to Change. So you'll be able to download the transcript from the website there. So enjoy this time now, it's your time, and you might just want to sit quietly and focus on your mind and body, or you might want to experiment with some of your own tapping. So make the most of it, and until next time, this is Kate Hartley from flourishtherapy.co.uk.